Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the various types of good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. So today's hadith عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق بوجه طليق. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, do not regard any good deed to be insignificant, even if it is meeting your brother with a cheerful face. Don't regard any good deed. Every good deed is something that is valuable. Don't look at it and trivialize it and think nothing of it. Even if that good deed means meeting your brother smiling, that also is something that is highly regarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one alim so beautifully mentioned, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, too much is too little and too little is also too much. What it means is that a person does little but he does it purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala values it and appreciates it like his banda has done too much. And when a person does too much also, that also in the sight of Allah ta'ala, we must think that we have done too little. From our side, we must think, even if a person has done a lot, he must think that he has done too little. That is the only way a person will progress. Otherwise, if a person does a little and he is thinking that he has done a lot, then this person won't progress anymore. So the trick to progress in is always thinking that I haven't done enough. And this really, the more a person thinks like this, the more a person's mind is like this, that is the more he'll continue to do this. Similarly, when it comes to humility, when it comes to being humble, then you'll find the person, the more humility he's got in him, the more he'll think that he's arrogant. The more he'll think that I don't have regard and respect for others. And the more he'll think that he's worthless in society. But in reality, that person is the most valuable person. That person who thinks that he is somebody, that person who thinks that he is something, that person really is of no value to others. So what we learn from today's hadith is that every good deed, appreciate it, value it, don't think it to be insignificant. Sometimes in its own eyes, in its own sight, it may be insignificant, but in Allah Ta'ala's eyes, remember, there's something that is not significant, even if it means smiling at your brother. One other from the other hadiths we learn that a person, even if it means that a person assists somebody in some way where a person maybe doesn't have any assistance, even that also is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can do one more short hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu salama min al-nasi alayhi sadaqatun kulla yawmin تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين الاثنين صدقة وتعين الرجل في دابة فتحمله عليها وترفع له عليها متاعة صدقة والكلمة الطيبة صدقة وبكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every day in which the sun rises, charity is due on behalf of every joint of the body. We did a similar hadith before this, not exactly, but similar. That every day in which the sun rises, charity is due on behalf of every joint of the body. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining now the different types of charities that you get. There's not only one charity that is due on the body. There's many types of charities. So each one of these charities will be a means of giving charity on behalf of the body. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that establishing justice between two people is charity. Helping a man to mount his animal or to load his goods onto his animal is charity. So just to help a man to climb up onto that animal that he's going to travel on, just to help him to take that extra step, or in our circumstances, to help a person to get into the car, that is sadaqah also. Or to help a person who's battling to walk down the stairs, to assist him, that itself is sadaqah. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, to help a man to get onto his animal is sadaqah, or to help him to load his animal, to take the goods and load it, that also is sadaqah. You see, a person has got his trolley, person went shopping, and now person is an old person, for example, you go and you assist that person, that's also is sadaqah. It doesn't mean every time you take out money from your pocket, that is sadaqah. There are other forms of sadaqah, just taking the goods of a person and helping him load into his car. This is also sadaqah. Where are we getting from? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in the hadith that to help a person to load goods onto his animal is charity. A good word is charity. Just saying a kind, pleasant word to a person, making somebody feel good, this also is sadaqah. Every step that you take towards salah is charity, sadaqah. Removing a harmful object from the path is charity. So many different forms of sadaqah they are. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. And when we do any action also, don't regard it as trivial. Always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you have allowed me to do it. If it wasn't for you and your fazl upon me, I wouldn't have done it. I haven't done it on my own, oh Allah. It is only because of your tawfiq. Person continuously thinks like this, then it will save him from pride coming in his heart. Because if he puts it to himself that I have done it, a person makes it such that he thinks that I have done it, and immediately pride comes into the heart. So whatever good deed we do, always think to ourselves that it is Allah Ta'ala that has given me tawfiq. It is because of him that I have done it. It's nothing due to myself. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.